Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steve Dan bringing us back, 17 for the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Sorok is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of Sorok Financial Services, author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell, and a brand new book coming out next year, The American Dream Revisited. Gary, you were telling us in the previous segment about kind of what got you started thinking about this American Dream thing and how you were listening to some young people talking about how the American Dream is turning into the American disaster for the younger generation. For a lot of them, it really has. Part of the reason is because there's so many of them. That's a big generation, the millennials. But but the book is a collection of short stories of people that you've run into. And I want to tell us one of the stories.
Well, there's a story of a young man who came here from South Africa, Johannesburg, and he's of Indian descent, and his family lived in virtually a small, very small hut with a metal roof, and his school was to stand on the street corner and sell stockings at about the age of 8 and 9 years old, and that's how he was becoming educated on the streets of Johannesburg.
Wow.
But what he also was a very segregated and not a very safe place to live. Lots of crime, lots of bad stuff. So anyway, at about 18, I think is at age 18, he decided to move to America. And he came here and ended up in New York City and had the most amazing experience of his life, he told me. He said, Gary, I went into this restaurant in New York City. I was hungry after flying over. And I walked in and they seated me next to two white people. And he said, that never happened in my entire life.
Wow.
He said, then the waiter came up and waited on me. He was white.
Wow.
And he said, I could barely say anything in order of the food I was going to eat. He said, I walked out, and he came over here with about $1,000 in his pocket. He went and found a telephone and called his family in Johannesburg to tell him what he had just experienced.
Wow.
Well, anyway, he comes to Canton and ends up working. And his American dream, I asked him flat out, he worked in a bar next door to me, tended bar, and I asked him, why are you here? And he said, because I knew the American dream existed, and I came here for the American dream. And I said, okay, tell me what that is. He said, I wanted to have a family. I wanted to have home ownership. I wanted to have freedom. I wanted to have, most important, Gary, I wanted to be able to vote. I want to be able to choose who's running my country. That one's a little harder than he thought.
Yeah.
But anyway,
But technically correct.
Oh, technically correct. And he said, those are the reasons I'm living in America, and the reason I'm living in Canton is because a distant cousin of mine, owned a hotel here that I could come and stay at and work at until I could find a job. And I said, so you're in Canton? And he said, yep, and I'm here for life.
So the American dream is an opportunity, not an inheritance.
Absolutely.
Is that the message?
That is the message. Jim, it is all about opportunity and taking advantage of your opportunity. It's taking advantage of the freedoms we have. It's like he said in South Africa, he said, my schooling was so bad because we were so segregated, we just had no money for school. He said, here I get to America, and my kids are in a public school. It's a great school. They're going, his daughters are both at Ohio State in medical.
Wow. you know, Gary, cool. Opportunity has never knocked on my door. Has never rung my doorbell, has never shouted through the window, hey, Jim, I'm out here, come get some of this. Opportunity has, the closest it's ever gotten to me, was going down the street, moving down the street in where I live, where I work, at different speeds. Opportunity I had to get up off my backside, I had to go outside, open the door, walk out to the street, and either trot along beside the opportunity and grab a hold of it, or run like crazy and grab a hold of it. But it's never, I've had a lot of opportunity in my life, but it's never knocked on my door. I had to go out and run it down.
I subscribe to that theory 100%.
I'm telling you, that's not how I wanted it. That's how it turned out.
Yeah, it's just reality. And again, so what I look at with this American Dream thing is I think about the college students, and I feel bad for their debt. But the other side of the coin is there is a lot of opportunity. And eventually, if they look, they're going to find a job, because anyone who really looks will find one. It may not be their dream job.
That's the thing. Yeah.
But they'll find it. I have no one who's ever come to me and said, I really need a job bad, that didn't find a job. Now, I have plenty of people who have said, hey, I'm trying to find a job. Not very hard, by the way. And they never find one because they don't really care.
Well, here's the thing. If you've got a job, you can get a job. Yep. If you don't have a job, that's the hard part. So you might have to take a job that you don't want so you can literally say, I have a job.
Absolutely.
If you walk up to somebody and say, I'd like to go to work for you, and they say, where do you work now? And you say, I don't work anywhere. Then that's not as good as if you say, well, I'm currently flipping burgers. That's better.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I hired a young lady who was a waitress at Fridays, and I hired her to answer phones in my office, which is an important job because it's a lot more computer stuff, and it's pretty high tech. And she came in, went to work. She worked for me for exactly a month, and someone discovered her and offered her double what I was paying her.
Wow, yeah.
I paid her pretty well. They doubled her salary, and the reason is they had a phone conversation with her. They were so impressed with her.
So impressed.
They stole her.
I met a lady at a restaurant a while back. I was so impressed with how she handled, not a restaurant, it was a big box company. I was so impressed with her, I started asking her questions. I found out she'd been with the company several years, so obviously she was happy with them, right? But if she had said anything else, I would have said, I want to hire you. I chose to leave her alone, but I was so impressed with her because of that. Hold on to that thought. Gary Sorokin, I will be right back. His new book, next year, coming out, The American Dream Revisited.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.